It's Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk. The concept of the time in a life are so much different between the person. Some people or many people feels that present situation is going on will last long for long, long time. But some people feel that present situation will not last long. It changes quickly. Where does the difference come from? One of the cause may be that they think the future is based on the present. When they imagine what the future will be, their reference point of thinking about the future is the present. But actually, the present is just came from the past image. So we even able to say that reference point is a past, because so many people think that future comes from past, then present and future. But some people doesn't feel like that way, even though logically they have been taught that past, present and future. This order is the obvious. For those people, the future, what they imagine and visualize, has a big reality in their mind, much more than the present situation. For example, look at Mahatma Gandhi. For him, free, independent India has much more reality in his heart, more than the colonized India. Even though many people accept that India has been colonized for 400 years and this will not change, for Gandhi, free independent India in his image, what he visualizes, has much more reality, even it doesn't physically happen yet. That's why he did everything what he can do to make that happens. I mean, to let the physical situation to fit to the ideal image in his heart. There are differences in the way of living, depend on what is reference point. Way to think about present and future. For the people, the reference point is the present, physical present. Even they wish to change the situation, if the tough situation happens, finally they give up. But the people who has the reference point is the future, what they visualize, they never stop the action until it really changes to the physical situation. I talked about Gandhi, but if you think it's too big story, then let's change the subject to just imagine who wants to learn foreign languages. When you study, learn the foreign language, the image, what you visualize in the heart has to be that you are speaking in friendly the language that you are want to study. Then you really keep going on, continue studying until it really happens. But the visualization are not clear, then you will not continue. The difference is either you continue until it really happens or you stop in the middle. That's the only difference, but it comes from what you visualize in your heart. And what is the reference point? Is your reference point is the future, which makes you exciting, or the present that you think you have to accept, which is your reference point? The tendency to think to make the reference point as a present, actually, as I said, it's come from the future images, which comes from the karma of the past. Then what will happen? Actually, you think it's a future, but it's just repeating the past pattern. That's what you call it, karma. Just repeating the pattern of your tendency, because you are based on the past image to think about future. It means you are not be able to relieve from the past, not be able to relieve from the karma. So why won't you change the reference point? What do you can imagine to makes you excited the future? Any exciting image of the future or any ideas which makes you excited, those are the gift from the great spirit of the universe. When you receive those ideas and images, don't lose. Actually, that is your real present. That is your reference point. It's a gift of the great spirit of the universe. And to live with it, and to keep working, keep the action until it really changes the physical situation, keep going on it. The life would be bright by following the light of the Buddha or God. Great spirit of the universe is showing you the path. It's a big gift of the life. Don't let past image catches you. Hug each other with the future bright image. Follow the light, and your life will be bright. Thank you.